Welcome to the Just Music Podcast. I'm your host, Jalen. Marco isn't here, but we got a returning guest
here.
Friend of mine, grew up in the same city, same mutual friend group, pretty much. We got producer, rapper, songwriter, podcaster, Kelly Two-Face. It's good to have you back, man. How you doing?
I'm glad.
Hey, it's good to be back, man. It's always good to come back and, you know, chop it up with y'all, you know, even though Marco's not here, but, you know, all love. I've been seeing Marco go crazy just as much as I've seen you go crazy. So, yeah, y'all been killing it.
Thank you, man. Yeah, man. But let's get into it. So last time you came on the show, man, that was...
What is that, close to a year? Is it a year, year and a half?
Yeah. I have to go back and look. Like, it's been, the time goes by so fast, man.
Slick. Like, I was even thinking about that. I was like, dang, like, how long has it been? Like, it has to have been at least a year. If not a year, maybe even more than that. Like, so yeah, it's been a while. Y'all been doing this for a while.
Yeah, so I think, yeah. So the last time, the last episode, the interview that we did with you last time, that came out January 31st of 2022. Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Dang. Oh, my God. Dang.
Yeah, that time.
Wow, that was like the start of a very, very interesting year. That was
Yeah. Wow. It's crazy. Life was very different, man. Life was very different.
Listen, you telling me like 2022, I'm not going to lie. 2022 was not the best year for me. That was probably that was probably worse than the pandemic for me. Like, cause like so much stuff just kept happening. Like there was some high points, but there were a lot of lows. I was just like, man, but the Just Music Podcast was definitely a high. So that worked out.
Yeah, man. So let's get into it, man. So I want to get into, you released a new album June 30th of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Got 15 songs, runs about almost 40 minutes. Too Strong tape. I remember you approached me about this tape, and you had me listen to it before it came out, and I was like, bro, this is really solid. And like, I didn't even expect it. I'm not gonna say I didn't expect it, because it's like, how could I know what you have planned? You know what I'm saying? But like, it was like, wow, like I didn't expect it. Like, it was like, bro, this kind of came out of nowhere. But like, I always knew that you produced music, and I knew that you rap too, but I didn't know that like you was working on, or you had plans of working on, a whole album of just you rapping. And of course, I'm sure you did a lot of the production on the album too.
Mm-hmm.
But what inspired the creation of this project? Like, what made you want to put this out?
So it was actually a couple things. And it goes back to what I was saying earlier about like 2022. So I think, so like you said before, I really mainly produce. Like, producing is my main bag. It's something that I feel is what I've came into the game with the most. I feel like I've had the most discovery with it. Personally, in terms of, you know, finding, you know, when I get the program, working with it, playing with it, you know, finding different sounds I like, finding the beats that I enjoy making too. I feel like all of that was, it's kind of my main thing. However, with Sid, which is one of my artists, she has a feature on O3 Coma. She has like, we have a lot of credits together. One of her first songs that ever came out, I featured on. And that was before I even knew how to rap, before I even had my rap voice, before I even knew like the extent of my capabilities. I just got on it and people actually enjoyed it. People would come up to me all the time and were like I remember I had a friend, shout out to Eric. He came up to me randomly. This was before we were cool, but this was before we were cool, cool. And he basically came up to me one time. We were walking and was like, hey, I heard your verse on this song. It was dope. And walked off. And I was like, okay, thank you. I was like, so when I was here, that even my sister, like her boyfriend's mom, what I remember what times would play also another verse on the song called Running that we have. That's like, I think like a fan favorite. We've been performing at the shows recently and it's been going crazy. Mm-hmm. And like, it's something that a lot of people gravitate towards. It was actually in a Nike commercial. I don't know if that happened last time we were on here, but it got placed in the Nike commercial for like the Nike app or whatever. So yeah, it was like, you know what I'm saying? Like it was great. Like I was like, wow. And so that song, so with that being said, a lot of people just kept telling me like, oh yeah, like this was good. So I was like, why not let me try it? And I've been teetering with it for a while. Like I never really took it that serious. I would do like maybe a feature here, try to do some verses here. The song Nevaeh that I released, I don't know if I released it when we did this or like maybe way after, but I released a song called Nevaeh. And it was basically the first song that I had ever completed where I had like all the ideas I wanted in it. I technically co-produced. That one was mainly produced by the homie Diz too. Shout out Willie. And I played bass on it. And that's the only thing I really did. And I just rapped on it. And it was kind of cool. It was kind of cool that I got to like really like say the bars I wanted to, do it in the way, do the hook the way I wanted to, add scenes the way that I like to do. And it was cool. And people slick rocked with it. And some people, like a lot of people didn't know that I dropped it. I just wanted to just drop it just to see like, okay, I just want to drop it and just see who's actually paying attention. And a lot of people were. And so people were like, yeah, nah, it's still cold. And people would hit me up on Instagram and be like, yeah, it's good. You should do something else. And then 2022 hit. And I'm not gonna lie, I still was telling around because I was like, not everyone needs to be a rapper. You know what I mean? Like, not everybody needs to do this. And I'm a strong believer in that. Because, like, look, as being a producer and engineer, you often come across people that may not be as, you know, good at certain things, but might be good at other things. I've had, like my videographer, Eli, I found that we were cool already, but, like, he was kind of more in the group because he started rapping, or he wanted to rap. But now he's, like, a very good videographer. He did actually the promo video for the Too Strong tape that I post on my Instagram. It's on my Instagram.
Yeah, he did that.
And it was cold. Like, yes, I'm saying, like, I remember seeing him work on it. I'm like, wow, like, this is someone I'm actually seeing who I saw when do something, but then found what they really wanted to do for real. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I just didn't think everyone needed to rap. And, but then I had like a situation that happened. Actually, funny enough, a month after I came on the podcast, now that you're telling me the day, probably like a month after, I had like a very crazy situation with like some friends and like ex of mine, and like it just like took me for a turn, like a spiral, and I was just like, man, I was just going through it, and I don't know, I was getting mad and mad and more mad in the summer, and right around August of 2022, I was just like, you know what, I just want to start making songs. I just want to get like a user outlet to like really get. I'm just like pissed off, you know. Right. And I literally just kept writing, and I remember I wrote a song called Missed Calls, not even on a beat of mine. Actually, it's the outro track of the project. And that was the first thing I ever wrote to on for it. First thing I ever like really dug deep in. And like I said, it's not even a beat of mine. It was a beat actually from the guy who engineered the project and also who was on the intro scene. His roommate had just a random beat. And he was like, the only person I know that probably could do something on this and it actually makes sense is Kelly. So just give it to him. And I was like, I bet. And I sat with it for like maybe like a year, maybe 6 months to a year. And I was like, you know what? I just need something to get an outlet. I don't want to do one of my beats. I just want to just do something. And I wrote it. I let out all of my aggression, my energy. And it just started off like, yeah, I think I'm hitting like a chakra gate right here. Let me keep doing this. Let me keep going at it. And after that, I was just like, you know what? I think now's the time. And I just started I went in isolation for about 9 months. Like my only sessions I really took was like Sid. Other than that, I wasn't really trying to work with anybody else. I was just trying to just get this done. And I did. I was recording songs and recording. And then, you know, around maybe April, I think we made O3 Coma, which is the last song I made for the project. And as of that, I was like, yeah, like this is done. This is it. It's ready to go. So really what inspired me was just the fact that I've been peer pressure in the rap, and then people were like, oh, well, you got peer pressure into it, but we like it. So maybe you should try it some more. And then just even like those events that happened just brought out this energy, this topic that I just wanted to talk on. And I talk about it really mainly only on Missed Calls and Confrontation. But at the same time, it's just that aggression, just that energy to do it, just to like go at it, just start it out like that, but then it finished like that. And that's what I like. I was able to use it as an outlet and then turn it into something super duper positive. It's worked out. And people really like it.
Yeah, man. Like, you pretty much touched on, you know, just setting a goal for yourself and then just accomplishing it, really finish. A lot of people start things. A lot of people start things, but don't finish.
That's the truth.
You know, for you to, you know, realize that, hey, like, you know what? I'm gonna take a shot at this, and I'm gonna get in the studio. I'm gonna write. I'm gonna record. I'm gonna produce, engineer, and like just listen back to everything, and like keep working on it until, you know, I feel comfortable enough to put this out. And I'm gonna finish it. And you know, that's definitely a credit to, you know, your work ethic and your passion for the music. And also just, you know, understanding that when life happens, like you can't just pause everything. Like you still when people try to commit to certain things, whether it be like their music career, or like they want to put out an album or whatever it is that they want to do. It may not even be music. They just have a project that they want to put out in some capacity. They may put it on hold because they got all this crap.
Other stuff going on, yeah.
Right, right. When it's in those moments that you really need to go hard. Like, you really need to be, like, pushing to get whatever it is, the creativity that you got going on inside you out, because it's setting you up for your greater good. It's setting you up for the blessings that's going to come afterwards, right? And you feel better about yourself. You know, when you finish, it's like, bro, I had all this going on, but I still managed to get up every day, get to work, and crush my goals. And that's what I heard, like, in your whole story. And that's very important, especially being an artist or producer or musician or anybody in the creative field. So
facts. Yeah, because it's just a very interesting thing, because for me, I find that, like, I was the person that wouldn't really finish things. Like, there were, or if I find something that I just didn't like, or I find it was like, okay, like, I'm not good at this, obviously, because it's becoming way too difficult, I'm done. But over time, I've learned to kind of persevere through that. Like, I think in school was the first time where, like, I knew that I was like, okay, I got to get out of here, but I'm in here now. So now that I'm in the gate, I got to get out of here now. But I got to get out the best way and with the best option. And the best option is to graduate. And that's what I did. And I feel like that was one of the things that flipped that switch in my mind, where, like, I know, like, okay, like, it's possible. Okay, before, it was kind of like, it may not be possible. My body just might take over and I might just say, bub it, I'm not doing it no more. But now I feel like I'm more equipped to do stuff like that, because I just feel like now I'm mentally trained myself to be like, okay, like, look, you know how to persevere and push through. Like, you know how to do that. And I feel like this project was kind of the same way, because it took, like I said, it took like almost a year. Like, because I've only been rapping for like a year. Like, this, like, August actually makes about a year. Like, I started around this time last year, really going hard at it and like really learning, like, okay, how to write four songs, how to write through a song, how to write through a concept, how to just get my bars off, how to make some really good hooks, how to make something that's more catchy, how to, you know, really go on my beat. Like, I was like really tapped in on that for this past year. You know, before that, I was kind of just like, I'll play with it, whatever. Nah, like, which I don't consider being super serious. Because there are people that do that all the time. But I feel like right now was the time where I was like, okay, yeah, I feel that I'm really going through this, and I'm really thinking about it. And even like the way that I'm even putting features together, even the way I'm going about like getting the mix done, you know, like I, cause even though I engineered the project in terms of recording, like I recorded probably about 70% of it myself. I know the intro was recorded by the guy who actually mixed the project. And I know there were about like two songs that I recorded with this too. Shout out this too. Again, and I had, and then everything else I kind of just recorded at the crib, you know, like everything else I recorded right here in this chair, right here in this seat with this laptop right in front of me. I really just like got the Pro Tools out, and you just kept doing it. Like, I was at late at night, during the day. Cause it was like a point in time where I was just at the house, just chilling. And I was like, okay, like, let me also do this at the same time. So it was like, it kind of gave me space to kind of just really just focus on it. And it paid off. Cause like, I got to do everything that I really wanted to. I got to get off every idea, and it turned into something greater than I was even anticipating it on being. But it was like, okay, I had to curate it the right way. And I got the time to do that. I was focused. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. And you touched on something that is so important, right? You said, like, I started rapping last year. But, like, during that time period, I was really taking it serious and, like, really studying. A lot of artists... There's musicians, artists, they don't study, bro. Like, they don't study. Like, they just get in the booth and, like, you know, they may be creative, but there's no direction. Or right. Their creativity is limited because they don't study. They and by study, you know, you got to study the people, the greats that did it before you, right?
Right.
Like... You got, like, if you're a producer, you got to study, like, the greats. Like, if you're a hip-hop producer, you got to study, like, what Metro Boomin does, or Timbaland, or Jetson, or Hit-Boy, Mike Will, like, all those guys.
Right.
And it's the same thing for singers. Like, singers study great singers. Bass players study great bass players. Like, because that's what's, one, going to make you a better at your craft, and two, like, you're going to feel more comfortable doing it. And like, your passion for it will grow. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like, so far, like hearing like your story from, you know, how this project became an idea to, you know, you committing to bettering yourself, you know, as an artist, it really is a beautiful thing to see, man. That's the journey and the growth of somebody who is really taking control of not just their, you know, their career, their creativity, but also their life, you know?
Right.
So
no, and that's funny that you say that too. Yeah. That's like when the song's on there.
yeah. Cause cause I told you how I felt about the tape, and I was like, yo, this is really solid. And I think I said, yeah, bro, like.
I think I remember you saying, like, I know you said about SE to T, and I know that one was one that, like, because that was very surprising to me. But I remember that one was one that you, I think you said, I can't remember which one you said. But
yeah, I'm actually looking at the text now. So I said, I was like, bro, so far my favorite song is Rapper Image. That one, because I turned the project on and I was like, is that Kelly? I was like, bro, the beat is fire, and I was like, the flows are dope, and I was like, these songs are perfect for like a live show or like a rage party. If I don't know if you ever had that type of an idea in mind, I was doing live.
So yes, actually, that's funny that you say that. So shout out to also the guy who makes the project, IG, the producer. He actually, I met him when we were in school. Like, he was like one of the first people I met because we also had the same major. So like, we were one of three, or I was one of like maybe three black people or black men. I was, because there was also two black girls in there, but I was one of three black men in our major. And he was also one of them, at least in our cohort. And I was just like, and I remember when I met him like the first week, and we've been cool like ever since. And he's been one of the people that's actually encouraged me to do it more. You know what I'm saying? Like, but at the same time, he's like, I'm one of you, encourage you more so that you can get nice. So by the time you get nice, it's like, okay, me working with you is nothing. And I think with this, I was like, the intro, I knew how I wanted the project to come in, because I wanted it to be so crazy and so attention grabbing. That I just wanted to make sure that how I came into it had to bang. And for me, IG, like, he's one of them FL soldiers. You know what I mean? I use Logic personally, but he's one of them FL soldiers. So I know that, like, and he's someone who's always made just like really banging beats. Like, you know, like, he does like the soul stuff sometimes too, but the banging beats is his pocket. And to me, I was like, yeah, nah, if I'm gonna do this with anybody, I'm gonna do it with him. And I remember I went down, because he's from Chattanooga. So I went down to Chet, which is about 2 hours from where I stay right now. And I got down there, and that whole time I remember, because this was like, I think I recorded 03 Coma last, but this one was second to last because I wanted it to be last, because I was like, this is going to be the easiest part of this whole entire project because I've been already envisioning this for the longest time, you know? And when I got down there, I was like, okay, we got to cook with this beat. We got to make this beat. And I already told him, I already knew how I wanted the 808 to hit. The way the 808 hits is exactly the way I wanted it to. And I was like, okay, I want it to bang just like this. And after that, every element, you got it, buddy. Can't trust you.
Yeah.
I just need the 808 to bang in this cadence, in this tone. It doesn't have to be key, just this cadence in this tone. I need to bang in these certain sections because I already hear the pocket that I want to rap on. And I need that to hit exactly where I want it to because it's going to go crazy. And literally when I tell you that I went down there, we did that exact same thing. Because actually the second half of the beat, I actually produced. But I already had that beat for like a while. Like I already made it for like a little minute because I already knew that I wanted to do a second half of it as well. So I just was like, okay, brought that beat down with me. We finished that one. And then right there we recorded. I remember I was writing to it the whole time I was down there. I think I kind of already had the front half kind of basically written in my mind. I just had to kind of like finish it out and add like maybe like the second half of it. Like the first four bars, I think I already had like in my mind. I was repeating that for like months. Yeah. And I remember like, and I just knew, cause I kind of know that like we're in an era now where even if you're like a lyrical dude or conscious, you still want to have something that goes like that. And for me, I slick love like raging a little bit. And I feel like at the shows, it goes crazy because I recently performed at this one show for Want to See It, because they was doing like a mini tour in the city. And I remember like we did like this one show where we had everybody from the group just kind of just perform. And I did the song and it went absolutely stupid. And it could have gone even stupider with the, like you said, like the mosh pit idea, like it could have gone even stupider. And I feel like it, it's going to, like, I just feel like it was just at a point where I was like, yeah, like, this is going to be crazy. Because we also have another song, like, That's Too Loud right before that we perform. So it's like, it builds up. And then we have Cheese on Main. That's also right before that, too. So, like, it's building up all this just hype stuff from when we start. And it just, like, you know, it goes crazy. And I love it. And then it ends with that second half, which kind of brings everybody back down and just shows, like, okay, I'm just doing, like, just strictly skill. I don't want to leave you on just that. Because, you know what I mean? I feel like, sure, I brought you that, but I don't want you to feel like, okay, that's all I wanted you to come here to see at the very end. Nah, like, because if that's the case, you didn't get, like, what this Two-Face show was about for real. So.
Yeah, like, because I'm going to listen to it again, man, because I like to listen to, I'm not one of those people that, like, listens to albums out of order the first time around. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people do that. That's just so weird to me.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Like, bro, what are you doing? Like, there's a track list for a reason.
Like, they put it, they curated like this for an exact, like, for me even, I curated that track list that you see exactly to the T. Like, there's nothing that is out of place for me. And everything is actually the transition of, like, the concept. So, yeah, I feel you exactly on that.
Yeah, because I was listening to this and I was like, bro, like, this is a great blend of, you know, songs that are going to get people hype, fired up, songs that you can definitely do at a live show, and also songs where there's storytelling. Like I was telling you the song South Carolina to Tennessee, or SC.
Yeah, the SC to TN. Yeah.
I really like that one. It talked a lot about, you know, just your journey up to this point, you know, traveling, going from South Carolina to Tennessee. And, you know, just chasing your dream, living out your career. And yeah, bro, I mean, this was just a solid tape. Like, I really enjoyed it. The cover art was also really dope. That was very, yeah.
The cover is great.
Who made that?
Oh, no. It's about to get crazy. Okay, so kill me if you want to, but it was AI. It was AI. And it was crazy. It's like, you know, because I'm not going to lie, a lot of the cover art I wanted to really like go off of and use. And in future, I think it was just because of just time. I was forced to do that. But from this point on, I'm really going to start reaching out to my homie, Paris, who he does a shout out to Paris too. Like, he's from LA. He came down here for school, but then quickly went back, which I don't blame him. And he makes art. He's been making art for a little minute. And he actually did the cover for Nevaeh. If you see the cover for Nevaeh, that's actually an art piece that he personally made. And I want to go like that in the future. Like, I want to just purposely have like curate just the pieces with him. But in this case, I was rushed for time. And I was like, you know what? I just typed in, I was like, Renaissance Black bodybuilder, go. And it brought up like a bunch of, now it brought up some weird options. I'm not gonna lie. There was one option I still have in my phone of like this like three-legged, no one arm, you know, black man flying in the sky. And I'm like, that could be crazy, but I don't want to be too crazy. But now I saw this one where it just had people like looking up in the center. And I'm just like, yo, that's like such a great representation of everything I'm trying to do, because it feel like, you know, for the longest time, I'm having to appeal to the masses, but it's like, now I'm like, or I'm in the background looking to see what's the next thing or what's going on. But now I'm in this place where like, okay, now you're the center. How are you going to look like? And it's just crazy because like, even how like the person in the center looks like he has a mic connected that looks wonky. His face looks wonky. Everything just looks wonky. Like it looks like it's distorted, but at the same time, it looks very clear. Like you can clearly see people looking up at this person, but it's all distorted. Yeah. And to me, it was like, okay. Cause there was another one too that also looked way clearer, that also had something that looked kind of crazy too. But I was like, nah, this is the one right here. And once I got it, I remember I did exactly I got it edited exactly how I wanted to. And yeah, nah, it was, I was actually pleasantly surprised. I was like, oh my God, this is scary. Cause they came up with an idea and they made it feel great. And I was like, oh my God, like he has really taken over.
Yeah, I was like, This is very interesting. And the more I look at it, I can see like the kind of messed up faces that AI sometimes does. And like, I don't know, like your pictures.
Exactly. Or they take like pieces of something and like they just like, cut an eye out or like cut a fat of the face or like make the eyes too small or too big or, you know.
Yeah, I like it, man. Okay. All right, man. So we got a little bit more time. So I do want to ask you, man. So now that you got this project out, you know, you've obviously produced for other artists. You got other artists that you regularly collaborate with. Y'all are doing shows. I guess what's some things that you got coming up next that you're really excited for, whether it be another project or.
Yeah. Okay. So
can we know that? Like, are we allowed to know?
Yes, for sure. No, yeah. So I have actually about like technically 4 or 5 tapes in the work right now. So I have one where I'm finishing Simba Said. We're finishing actually her project up right now. She actually has a single that we just finished up that's actually going to be coming out in about a month. It's actually a twerk song, so it's going to be like a little bit more fun. Something that she hasn't done before, but like it's going to be really Second crazy. Bit,
okay.
Yeah, like in a way, but like I'm playing on. but it's kind of more like I remember one time she just came in, she was like, I want to make a twerk song. And I was like, okay, you know, and we did it. And we had actually two people who actually did this song about like taking the name man and stuff like that come through to do the feature. And they were like, oh, we were twerking from outside the dough. And I was like, oh, it's working. It's working. So we just got the final mix back. So that's gonna be releasing very, very soon. And then her project is soon coming after. Like we're putting together the pieces. We're trying to get the final couple songs done. And then we just got to worry about getting the mix. And I think it's going to probably come out, if not beginning of next year, definitely towards like spring or summer for sure.
Okay.
And then I have like a couple of other, like I have another tape that I'm doing where I'm just rapping, but I'm getting produced by somebody else. That's actually been going on. And then I've been performing some of those songs too and doing some of those verses and people really like them. So I'm going to keep going with that tape. We're just trying to find a time because he produced for other people and he's been doing some tapes and finishing that up and getting that, trying to get that released. So I'm like giving him his time to do that. Once you do that, and once I get all this really settled and everything else correct, then we can start tapping in and really trying to like curate this project, because I want to write curate it because it's going to be the follow-up. Now that people have given great reviews about this project and talked about the curation of it, I want to make sure that also has the same loving care. So right. I'm doing that. That's also coming up next. That'll probably be like way later though. But like that's also that's in the works. I have two projects coming up that I just started with with artist Shake and Stow. He's from St. Louis, ironically. But like he's also from St. Louis. And we just started on his project. I've been trying to get him to do it for the longest. So we're trying to do that as much as start a new podcast. So that's also gonna be coming very, very soon. So yeah, we're gonna be doing those two things. And then I also have an artist from Johnson City, which is about apparently an hour away from Asheville, like North Carolina, but it's still in Tennessee. We did a camp and like he did like two songs on this thing I have going on, and he wants to make a tape. And we just did this one song that's really, really fire. And I think we're gonna like make it like at least the EP or a real tape. And then also I was talking about with that, I also have a camp that I went to recently where I've been making records at. And the last one I went to, I made about 7 records in about 36 hours. Yeah. So I'm talking about from the moment I walked in, we made one song that was really cool. Like really Isaiah Rashad-ish. Then we did like some like R&B stuff. We did like some like storytelling. Like I'm like Matt, who's like another artist, under our group and stuff like that. He made like a storytelling song with the other guy about like a heist. Crazy. We did like this weird alternative R&B song that was really crazy. And you know, like we like, you know, and I'm trying to put together a tape and release that as well. That's actually one of the next things I really want to focus on outside of even Sid's project, is like really like, cause all the songs are done. I maybe do some tiny re-records and, you know, tiny things like that. And then, hey, give it to the world. You know what I'm saying? It's got like a lot of different artists on it, about maybe like 14, 15 different artists on it. And about maybe, I was the main producer, but there were some other people who added some tidbits here and there. So yeah, that's also another project that is coming out as well. So yeah, it's like, yeah, I've been trying to do as much work as that as possible. Cause I don't know. I've really just been trying to just make as many tapes, and I've been in the mood of just making tapes with people. I feel like getting a producer credit is cool, and a lot of people do it, and a lot of people are good at it, you know. And a lot of people right now are making their money from major placements, like people like Benny X, who's been going like stupid crazy with like placement here, placement there. But to me, I don't know. I just love like, and I love listening to tapes where it's just one producer and one artist. Like I just love that, where they like, it's a clear collab. They know that they are the main ones that are like doing this, and I just love that. So I want to get into that bag a little bit more of like, fully, I've done it with Sid already, so I know I can do it. I just want to get to a point where I have artists that trust the process. We go all the way through it, and we work through it. We make some real fire and something that is so cohesive that people just have to love it, because it's so like its thing. It's not like, oh, I'm taking from Sexy Red or Quavo or taking from, you know, like all these different places. It's like, nah. We taking just your sound. We're doing what you like, getting a bunch of songs that you enjoy, putting that together and making that concept. So.
I'm excited, man. I'm really excited, bro. We're keep us in the loop, man.
Oh, for sure.
We're gonna continue to support you and everybody that your friends that you collaborate with that do music too, man. So it ain't nothing to uplift people through the music, bro. That's what it's all about.
Especially from SE too, because like it's very rare. Like people ask me all the time, like, how is it down there in terms of like the scene, and do you think you would have been able to like do what you do? And I still don't believe it. Like when I talk about that on SC to TN, I really, but like for real, like I truly in my heart of hearts believe that like I would not have found the discovery I have now without being here. And to me, I feel like that's also like a problem that us as like a state has to address and try to help stop and cure and help, you know, bring it back. Like, I feel like Jetson's one of the people who started to do that a little bit, but I feel like it just needs to be in ways, because SE has some depth to it. There are people like even me or you who think of like, okay, I'm not just trying to make street shit. I'm trying to do like something that's even crazier. And I personally feel that, you know, we got to do that. So even doing podcasts like this, bro, like I said, like I respect it to the highest degree, because you're doing something that's really, really good and really, really groundbreaking for sure.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. And likewise to you, bro. It's, we're only going to continue to keep to grow and keep going, man. So thank you for coming on the show, man. Thank you to the fans of Just Music for tuning in. Wow, this is episode 89, I think. So yeah, we're almost at 100. When this episode drops, we're going to include the link to Kelly Two-Face Instagram in the description of this episode. And we're also going to include one of his songs from his album on our Spotify playlist. Y'all continue to follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram under JUS Music Podcast. Also, the day that this episode drops, it'll be 2 days before the next Just Music No Bullshit Boiler Room Experience. That'll be Friday, August 25th at the Bodega downtown, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. free admission. Also, I'll include the link to Marco's newest mashup in the description of this episode. And also, I'm coming out with a beat tape on September 1st. I'll include the link to the single for that in the description of this episode.
Also, fire. I did listen to that too. Fire.
Thank you.
Y'all gotta go cop that.
Thank you, man. But that's all we got for you. Thank y'all so much. Until next time, stay tuned.